Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show, the amazing Sunday night, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Hello, everyone. Hi to all the Amazing Race fans out there. Thank you for being with us here on the Rad Reality Show Network tonight. It's Sunday night, May 4th, 2014, and we all just finished watching The Amazing Race on CBS just a little while ago, which means it's time for The Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show here, hosted by Mary Conley, who ran The Amazing Race 2 years in a row in seasons 10 and 11. We're always so grateful to have her with us each Sunday night. She's an all-star on The Amazing Race. She's an all-star mommy. And she's just an all-star person through and through. And we're always so grateful to have her. Before we bring her up live, just in case we have any new listeners listening out there for the very first time tonight, I'll introduce the voices you'll hear on the show tonight. I'm Cherry Garcia, and Paul from Minnesota is the other co-host who will be co-hosting with me tonight. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
Well, hello, Cherry. Hello, everybody, all the listeners. I'm doing pretty good. We finally had the sun break through a little bit yesterday and a lot today. Although the sun didn't break through for my Minnesota Wild down in Chicago, we got beat twice, but we still can come back. We did it against Colorado, and I'm hoping we can do it again when we come back to St. Paul on Tuesday night. But, hey, I've got a little surprise for you, Cherry, a little clip, and I know that you have been missing this for this entire Amazing Race season, and just real quick here for you.
Say, oh, my gravy, I've been around the world 3 times.
I know
he had to throw it in there. I told Rich he had to get one in on me. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later.
I know, but I just you've commented on that for a long time about the oh my god.
Many seasons. Yes.
So I thought I'd surprise you with that cute little.
Before we bring Mary up, I do want to say something on a technical note. I know that many people are having some difficulties getting into our chat room. I understand there has been some issues with that. And so many people are listening to us on podcast instead of trying to get into the chat room, and I understand. I'm very, very grateful to those of you, our devout listeners, who find ways to get in and join us in the chat room no matter what they have to go through. And I'm so grateful to those of you who do. I understand those who just get frustrated and don't come in the chat room and just listen to us in podcast. To those of you, I do understand. And hi to all of you out there who are just listening in podcast. We understand there's been some frustration, and we're going to try to get that worked out. We may even try to work on getting a secondary chat room to make it easier on everyone. We'll see what comes in the near future. But I just wanted to say that I understand about the technical issues, and just wanted to say hi to all of those who used to be in our chat room and have just sort of given up on coming in because of those technical problems. So hi, everybody out there that we used to see and are just listening in podcast right now. I understand. And we miss you. Miss seeing you in the chat room, but I don't blame you. I know that it can get frustrating, and Blog Talk has changed some things, and we may, as I just said, look at getting a secondary chat room so that there's not those kind of issues and commercials and that kind of thing that you have to contend with. We want you to be back with us in chat as well as listening to us on air. So we're going to see what things we can do to have it all back like it used to be. So let's play Mary's theme song and get her up here on air with us and get this party started. So here's her song.
Hope keeps the lights on. Cars on a truck and a sundress on my baby girl. Oh, keeps the bills paid. Clothes on the backs and the shoes on the feet in a high school. I'm proud to say that home keeps the lights on.
Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
Hi, Terry. Bear with me, guys. I've got a four-year-old who thinks she's 14 and don't want to go to bed.
Oh, my.
I usually have her asleep by now, or the kids are here watching her, but they're staying all night next door because they're all older and wanted to stay up later, so...
Our little Vanna wants to be part of the show.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to make her go to bed on her own right now on the couch.
Aw.
But, hi, Paul.
Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Paul, I'd hate to be your wife, honey. I get enough baseball and basketball with Dave Jr. I'd hate to have hockey involved.
Well, there's nobody else to contend with me. I'm on my own, thank goodness.
No wonder.
Well,
oh,
I do have a significant other, and I'm going to bring him up on air with us right now. So here's my hubby, Rich. How are you, babe?
I'm okay. How's everybody?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Rich.
How we doing?
Gosh, I was so surprised tonight. That's all I'm going to say till we get there, but my gravy. And, Terry, as soon as they said it, I thought of you, honey.
I did, too.
Oh, my goodness. I guess we'll go ahead and
you
want
to say hi
quick
to somebody else?
Is he there?
Uh-huh. Not working again tonight. That's the coal mine.
Yay.
Business for you.
David.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, David.
Speak up, darling.
But,
hey,
you know, he only worked 2 days last week, and now they called on Friday, and he don't have to work tonight or tomorrow night, and call on Tuesday to see if he works Tuesday night. just going to be a hard life leaving right now.
My goodness. We're going to have to find a new career for you, David.
Well, he could if he lived in another state, but he's even talked about it. I told him, what, you leaving me and the kids? Because I ain't leaving. My mommy's here, my sister's here, my family's here, his family's here.
Well, I can move right above Cherry, not far away, and make killer money.
Well, he could be your second husband, Cherry. You won't like it, honey, because you'd be watching lots of baseball instead of hockey.
No, he'd be watching lots of hockey.
No, yeah, I'll be watching baseball, trust me. Baseball or basketball right now. That's what I told Davey. Sit down here and watch TV with me, buddy. You're going to see your dad's going to turn from baseball to basketball to baseball to basketball.
It's playoffs. It's 5-7.
And what's baseball?
It's the Reds.
It's 20 months of nothing.
It ain't 20 months.
That's one of
That's
those sports you can take a nap and wake up and ain't nothing happened.
Yeah, I used to take a nap. It's just like I tell my mommy and my sister Rita, I don't know if it's middle age or what. I'm almost 40, I wake up at the break of dawn, and I don't go to bed until late at night.
She's hit menopause and just don't want to say it.
No. It's just I just cannot take a nap. He could sleep all day long. That's what I told him today. He finally woke up almost 1 o'clock. I said, what, you think you're working tonight?
Well, I woke up with a kid this morning, go to church.
And I did, too.
And I went back to take a nap, and I asked you. No, I don't want to. Okay, I am.
But let's talk some race, guys, because, yeah, I live with him all the time.
Okay.
Only once a week I get to watch the race. And it's almost over. And, you know,
I
had Eric Sanchez telling me he'd call in unless it didn't rain. And I prayed for rain in Florida because he had an outside concert. And if it rained, he'd call in.
Oh.
Well, I messaged him and he goes, Brighton, what did he say, David?
Clear and blue
no,
sky.
No, blue, no cloud in the bright blue sky. I really did pray that there was a cloud in that sky because I would love to talk to him. First winner
absolutely.
You know?
I tell you, though, this was, even though it was a catch-up, I was amazed. I just did not remember, and it's something that I always noticed at the start, how close the teams were when they started off. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, Cherry.
No,
go ahead. Let it rip.
That's the truth, guys. Jerry, go ahead and let it rip, because I have never seen something that close.
I know.
Never on any of our two seasons was it that close.
Well, David and Connor came in first. The girls escaped elimination, the girls being Caroline and Jennifer, escaped elimination because it was a non-elimination leg. They're in Switzerland, which is made up of 70% mountains. I just happened to put down that little note.
I did too.
And as they leave at 2:35 p.m., Dave and Connor, they are heading for Seville in the south of Spain, going to the Alameda. And Dave and Connor leave at 2:35. Jet and Cord leave at 2:37. Leo and Jamal leave at 2:38. Brendan and Rachel leave at 2:42. And Caroline and Jennifer leave at 2:58. I mean, that's tight. Dave and Connor were talking about the fact that they had already used their U-turn because the clue did tell them that there would be a double U-turn ahead. Leo and Jamal mentioned that Brenda would be their top target, but that the Cowboys are top contenders also. Brendan and Rachel talked about how, you know, they were expecting to be U-turned because everybody's against them. And Caroline and Jennifer talked about the accidental alliance against Brunchel. Jet and Cord missed their turn to the airport. Brunchel stopped a travel agent for info on the flight, and Leo and Jamal and Dave and Connor made the first flight out. Brunchel, Jennifer and Caroline, and the Cowboys were on the second flight, but basically they all caught up because it didn't open until 8:30 a.m.
Yeah,
so
I was
they all caught up anyway. So
I was surprised. It seems like most legs that I see people stop at a travel agency, it's benefited them, but certainly it didn't this time.
No.
But, you know, it's where the Cowboys, David and Connor and the Afghanimals got there fast, you know. They got to the airport, and there was only that many flights left on that first flight.
Right. Four seats,
I guess.
There have
been times on our season, that we honestly had to drive, you know, in a different direction of the airport to get to travel agency. You know, it might be, you know, you might have to drive 5 minutes out this way, you know what I mean, instead of going to the airport. So that may be what they've had to do. It might not have gone. Maybe the taxi kind of went the wrong way or something, or they've said, well, let's go travel agency, and it might have actually been
the opposite way.
The opposite way, or it might have been, you know, 15 minutes longer to get there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's also a chance you take.
Yeah, it is. But
because with us,
sometimes it really pans out to go to those travel agencies.
Yeah, with
they
us,
will work with you and
stop,
find that better
flight. We would
always
find the nearest travel agency. But if it's closer to go to the airport, why would you not go to an airport first, you know?
Yeah, but here's what I get. A lot of times if we use the travel agency, our additional information told
us
that we had to.
We never went just to go.
Otherwise, we never went to one.
We always
went
to the airport.
Okay.
So, I mean, and from talking to them last week, it lets me know the race has changed so much that, you know, if they're the only ones went, apparently the clue didn't say you have to go to travel agency. So, you know, they knew there was only two flights on that plane and three on the other. So, you know, the race kind of planned it that way to where it didn't matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because when they left one at night and one in the morning, David said there's going to be a catch-up. You know, it's the truth. They're not going to start until later on in the morning.
I told Mary it'd be a 9 o'clock start.
And I told him, David, it could be 7 o'clock.
I said, no, not with the other flight at 7. It had to be a little later, which it was 8:30, so.
Mm-hmm. It was a catch-up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
While they were waiting, though,
well, can
basically
I say one more
everybody
thing,
agreed.
Terry?
Pardon me?
Because you know, Dave and Connor and the Afghanimals had a better ride in the country. They probably used their extra money because they didn't even use a taxi the first time. They just ran, you know. They probably used their money to be in a hostel or something. Dave, hostel we stayed in Chile and other places we stayed in these big hotels.
Sometimes.
But something cheap like a hostel in which Caroline and Jennifer and Brennan and Rachel and
Leo. I mean,
the Cowboys.
Jet and Cord had to spend the night in the airport, guys, and they. I mean, I don't know how in the world they slept because we had to do that just once in two seasons. We had to sleep in an airport, and it was not for me because David could sleep anywhere, but no, I couldn't sleep.
Well, while they were waiting, basically
everybody
agreed to U-turn Brunchel. The U-turn. They had to go to Mulato, and I'm going to screw this word up so bad, Pelequeros, which is a hair salon, and they had to shave a balloon in 60 seconds. And they had a guy singing in Spanish while they were trying to shave,
opera.
You know, with a straight razor. They had to shave a balloon in 60 seconds. And it was kind of funny watching it. They had a face painted on the balloon, and they put shaving cream on it, and they had to clean shave with a straight razor this balloon in 60 seconds. And they'd pop the balloon, or they wouldn't make it, you know, get it clean shaven within the 60 seconds and have to start over. And it took them a little while to get it down. Connor was the first one to get it done, and Jamal instantly started remarking outside the window, he was the one that didn't do the challenge, that Connor hadn't made it out of puberty, and he didn't even have facial hair, and he was the one that got it done first. And so Connor and David were, you know, off to the next clue. Leo finally got it done, so both of those teams were off. Brendan and Rachel were basically the last team that made it to the hair salon. Caroline and Jennifer made it their third. The Cowboys made it their fourth. Brendan and Rachel made it their last. They were in a taxi, and the taxi didn't have internet, and they couldn't even find the place at first. But Rachel was able to complete the task and made it out third. And then Caroline made it out fourth, and then the Cowboys made it out last.
Can I just say that Rachel's face was priceless when that guy jumped in and popped her balloon when she ran out of time?
She's like,
you just popped my balloon. But, you know, it is a shame when it comes to shaving your face that two girls beats a guy who's a cowboy.
That don't matter.
Yep.
It's usually a straight razor. How many people's used one of them?
Well, honey, your daddy did, and your papa did.
Oh, my Lord. They didn't have nice ones back then.
But they still did.
They didn't shave
y'all
their
could
face
learn
in
these
60
days.
Seconds, did they?
Well, I don't know about that now. Because, you know, when we saw it, Cherry, you put it online and told me to watch it. They was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all they got to do. And I said, oh, David, you just wait. Because I know it ain't as easy as it looks.
Well,
yep,
I know.
And
he
said, the hard part is they got to do it
in
60 seconds.
It ain't the shaving part. I mean, that wouldn't be bad.
Anybody could shave. It's just you got to do a balloon in 60 seconds. My balloon would have popped every second.
They had a sneak peek of it on CBS, so I posted it to our group
page on
my Facebook page.
So
and,
thank you.
I would have loved to be one of those guys that was – when the 60 seconds was up to pop the balloon. They looked like they were having fun. They looked, I get to pop this person's balloon.
But let's go on, because I'd have loved to be in a bowl.
Well, they came up to a detour, and the detour was Spanish Steps or Run with the Bulls. Spanish Steps, they had to learn how to do a Spanish dance, and Run with the Bulls, they had to put on these. Oh, it was.
They look like orbs to me. Because, Cherry, you watch Challenge, right? MTV
right.
The Challenge. They're
absolutely
doing orbs this week, too, right?
Yes.
And it showed it last
and
week on.
No, they done did them.
Oh, they did do them?
Yeah, we watched them last week.
Okay, so they did them already. You know, orbs in 1 week, both shows.
Yep. They had to put on these round ball type.
Like balloons.
And knee pads, elbow pads,
and
kind of like for protection.
The faces they had painted on that were supposed to look like bulls reminded me of the Kool-Aid.
It did.
It reminded
Kool-Aid
me of the Kool-Aid face on the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Picture.
Only you. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it did. I don't have kids. But that's what it reminded me of. Anyway, so at first, they all five teams chose Run with the Bulls. Dave and Connor got there first, followed by Leo and Jamal. Brendan and Rachel made it their third. Cowboys made it after them. Caroline and Jennifer made it their last. And the reason Caroline and Jennifer made it their last is this is where they had to do their extra challenge. They had to deliver 6 hams to a specialty shop. And the Cowboys also couldn't find their clue. And that's where Brentel...
They were right there and running all over the place.
I know.
Like
they ran right past it
and
didn't see it. And Brennan and Rachel got ahead of them because they walked right past it a number of times and didn't even see it. And
I loved how Brendan caught. He said, I just saw the Cowboys. They obviously didn't find it, so we're going to go the other direction. I thought, that's
and
ask
somebody. You know, they asked somebody.
Yeah, they asked
somebody. Yeah, but
that's
now
so
I'll
smart.
Take the Cowboys' defense on that. They're not like hardcore. They're always wide open and they're focused on one thing, finding that clue box. They was looking for a clue box.
Oh,
they
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
looking
yeah.
for something floating in the water.
That's true.
Because
the clues were all in this kind of flower pot that was floating in
like
water.
Like a basket floating in the water,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good
so
point,
I take their offense on that because I'd be in the same way probably. I would have never looked in the water.
So when Dave and Connor got their clue, you know, they said, we can't use it. They've already used a U-turn. They can't use a U-turn.
Wait, let's talk about the bulls first. Because, you know, Dave, an old man, running through, and it was just so funny seeing them get blasted by those other people in the storm.
Yeah. I couldn't wait to watch Jamal and Leo go through. They thought it was simple after that first round where it was just 2 bulls, and then it went to, what, 3 or 4 bulls, and then 6 bulls.
And Leo and Jamal, whoever... which one was it that was actually running?
For the bulls, both of them was.
Both of them were. One of them, their pants came down. I don't know which one it was.
Jamal?
One of them, it showed their pants completely down.
I mean, he was torn up.
Jamal is the one that had his kneecap injured.
Right.
But I don't know which
one
it was that had his
pants
come
down.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Jamal, too.
Was it?
I don't know, but Rachel was plumb ridiculous.
I'm a girl. Please don't hit me hard. Get him, Brandon.
Brandon took out running. At the first set when it was 2, I'm like, wow, they're not really knocking him down.
Dave was like, he's not getting knocked down. No, I said, he's like a beast. And then second set, my God.
Yeah, they started pounding him. I reckon production's like, hey, he's a bigger guy. Hit him.
Yeah, that was one of the most wicked detours or challenges that I've ever seen. I mean, they were getting hit hard.
But seriously, being a viewer at home, which is what we all are, you know, it just looked so fun, didn't it?
It did. Well, Connor said that he'd go back and do it again if he had a chance.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah,
I'd rather have done that. There ain't no way I could have danced. I don't care if I sat there for 2 days. You ain't going to teach me
to
dance.
What a contrast between the two detours. From the very physical, you know, harsh.
Rough and tough
to a really sexy flamenco dance. I mean, it was.
Sexy
when
the girls done it. But what about those cowboys? We're not there yet. Go ahead, Terry. sexy.
I also wanted to mention when they were getting to the clues, Caroline and Jennifer were lost, and they were talking about the Afghanimals promised them that they were going to U-turn Brentel. And
here's what I don't get. If Caroline and them got lost, Jennifer got lost, before they got to the speed bump, and then they done the speed bump and got lost again. The Cowboys had to take a long time to find that clue.
No, to do the dancing, Dave.
Wouldn't
trust me, it took those guys a day and 12 hours.
Jennifer and Caroline had already U-turned them. That means they had already finished the dance. I'm saying it had to take them a long time to find that clue in the water that it didn't
well,
show.
Well, remember, they missed. They did. They missed the
then
first.
They missed. Yeah, they missed the matador.
They missed the
matador,
and they had to go back and. Yeah, they missed
and
the
they,
first
remember, Dave,
clue.
They had to go back and go through those bulls again at the first time.
Yeah, but they didn't go.
Yes.
I mean, they went through the second one, then went back and had to do the first
but
one.
But you don't know how
again.
Far that was either.
I'm
sure they were wandering around forever looking for the first clues in the basket. But like you said, as racers, you look for a clue in a clue box.
Didn't Jet and Cord also tell Caroline and Jennifer where that clue was? Didn't they say it's up and to your left or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
I bet they're smacking themselves tonight. Well, really, like 3 months ago, we just
no.
I mean, what kind of magic do those girls have on so many teams, especially Jet and Cord, that they have gotten so much help throughout this race? It's just amazing to me.
I think it's when it comes down to it, they're probably they're eye candy for sure, but it's they're Southern charm. I think they're like really nice girls. And
yes, they are.
And you meet a really nice Southern girl and beautiful like that, yeah, you're going to help them every chance you can.
And they're singers. They're probably off camera singing their little hearts out to them, you know, when the cameras aren't on.
Them.
Yeah.
Well, probably not just that, guys. I mean, the Cowboys are Southern gentlemen. Don't you help out a woman in distress?
Yeah, but
I guess.
You know,
but when it's $4 million,
but if it was
know.
Brendan and Rachel, do you think Brendan and Rachel would have told him up there to the left?
Mary, you
nope.
would help anybody but James and Tyler. Period.
That's because I'm
and
a
you,
Southern
and,
woman, honey.
And you would help them.
And that's okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
but that, you're putting it all on the Nashville girl singers. No, I'm saying. Jet and Cord are Southern gentlemen, David. You're supposed to help the women out.
Well, I mean, it don't matter. Jamal and them, they've helped them out, and they're not Southern. Apparently, these girls are probably really nice. And
they got voodoo on everybody else because I'm sick of seeing them carried along.
And
Jerry, did I ever pick these girls in the Final Four?
No.
I didn't either. They went to the Final Four last time they raced, didn't they?
I don't know, but I don't care because I'm over them.
Well, I'm saying apparently.
They're going to get lost on the plane coming back to America next time.
They've made it to Final Four in two different races. They've got something.
So Dave and Connor made it to the U-turn first, and they couldn't use the U-turn because they've already used one. Leo and Jamal
he said
made
he'd
it.
He'd love to have one to use, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Leo and Jamal made it there, and they sort of shocked us because we all anticipated, because it's been talked about so much, that they would U-turn Brunchel. When they got there, because Jamal's knee was messed up, they were walking to the U-turn. They weren't running. They weren't rushing.
Yeah.
They were walking to the U-turn, and they were hurting.
So y'all, did it shock me? Because remember last week with Jason and Amy? And
yes.
I'm telling them because they said they're going to, I mean, Amy thought they wouldn't U-turn at all, they'll, like karma. Jason says, no, they're going to U-turn. It's the first time they've ever been before somebody else.
Definitely.
But he thought they'd U-turn Brinchell, and I said, if they're smart, they're going to U-turn the Cowboys. Honestly,
that's
what God,
I said
too. Knew they'd U-turn the Cowboys, but
if they were thinking about the game ahead.
The game, yeah. And they
Good
are.
Point.
These boys are thinking of the game.
And
yep.
they actually U-turned.
They U-turned the Cowboys.
They said, you know, that's our competition. You know, they're the ones we have to beat. And they U-turned the Cowboys, and
also,
I think some people were shocked.
I know, but didn't they also make a comment thinking that we're going to U-turn them, and so I'm going
to... The Cowboys.
Yeah, and they said, and then they can U-turn Brennan
yep.
and Rachel in return.
Yep.
Right. And, but Brennan and Rachel made it there ahead of the Cowboys. They made it to the U-turn right after Leo and Jamal. And they couldn't use the U-turn because they've already used one. So they made it through. And then Caroline and Jennifer made it to the U-turn because the Cowboys were back doing the Spanish steps on the detour since they had been U-turned. Caroline and Jennifer sees that Brenchel hasn't been U-turned yet. So I guess in some sort of desperate hope,
they
U-turn Brendan and Rachel, and Brendan and Rachel are already at the mat.
Yeah, they Caroline and Jennifer were doing a different U-turn. They were doing the dance, so they really probably had no idea where a lot of the teams already were, you know?
Right. They had decided at the last minute to change and not do Running with the Bulls, and they went...
They had it in their head. They was doing Brenchel, period.
Yeah. Because, you know, they had all made that pact, everybody, that they would U-turn Brenchel.
Yep. I think they were totally shocked when they got to U-turn board and didn't see Brenchel up there.
But
yeah,
I loved it when Rachel found out she wasn't U-turned, and something she said, something like they decided to use their heads instead of their hearts or something.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, they're in it to win it. Those Afghanimals, my whole idea of them has changed this season.
Yeah.
The last season, I just thought they were Afghan animals, and that's the truth. I thought that was just ridiculous play, you know, just players and lied to people and all this. And this time I'm like, these boys are playing the game, and, yeah, they're having fun doing it. It's the first time I've ever seen somebody have fun and play the game.
Oh, no. I can name you a few people.
No, they really, I mean, yeah, the hippies, they were great, but we ain't seen them again, and that's a shame because I would put a lot of people on a second time instead of a third time before people this season.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. So now they're proceeding to the General Archive of the Indies, and that's at the Plaza de España, and this is a pit stop of this leg of the race, and the last team may be eliminated. Dave and Connor arrive first again and receive a trip to St. Croix.
You can't count them out.
And I'm telling you.
No, they're going to win it since the Cowboys ain't there. I figured they'd be second place to the Cowboys. But
I think the Afghanimals will win it, but go ahead. Go
if
ahead.
His knees
we'll talk
really
about that
hurt.
Later.
If his knees really hurt.
David, he's kicking a ball next week. Shut up. Let's talk.
Yeah, I know. But
okay,
you got to twist the knee. You might think it's all right, and then it's not. And then
okay, wait. Go ahead, Terry.
Brennan and Rachel come in second, and Phil talks to them about coming in second and, you know, asks them about all the rest of the teams being against them. And Rachel says she thinks it might have been a big mistake on the Afghanimals' part. U-turn them, but
don't
you know,
love
I
it when the cockiness kicks in when you get to Matt?
I know.
Right there at the U-turn, she was so grateful.
I know.
And then at the mat with Phil, they should have U-turned us. They're going to be sorry they didn't. And I was like, you're so grateful they didn't. And now you're like, oh, they're going to be sorry they didn't.
I know. I was kind of surprised at the change in attitude, but I guess you're so...
Well, you never know.
Relieved
you get there,
at that
know?
Point, yeah. I think it was just
adrenaline on Rachel's part when she said that. I think she really was grateful that they didn't, but I think that once she made it to the mat, the adrenaline flowing, they was in second place. Well, they should, you know what I mean? I don't think she was really trying to be cocky. I think she was more...
But it came off as cocky.
Well, it might have. It didn't to me.
It did to me.
Leo and Jamal came in third, and...
Walking.
They weren't happy that they came in third at all.
You know, they said, we're walking like we're in last place.
And he said, I don't think I've ever seen you be so down to be in third place. And he said, you know, we should have been first. And they admitted that the knee being injured came in and played a big role in them U-turning the Cowboys. And
I don't believe that, Terry. I don't.
I'm wondering.
Like I said last week, I'm telling you, they would have U-turned the Cowboys anyway because these guys are in it to win.
Even if his knee wasn't hurt, they would.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you. I kind of agree with you. I think they would have taken
they
out.
Just wanted
I think
to,
that
you know,
is,
an excuse in front of the world.
Yep, I think so. I think that's
smart, and they
want to
win it.
They want to
get rid of the Cowboys.
To stay friends with them and have an excuse to U-turn them instead of just U-turning them outright.
Right.
I think it was like, oh, we were injured, so we had to because you guys would beat us.
And they can now go to Dave and Connor and Caroline and Jennifer and say the same thing, you know?
Right.
Right, and not upset their alliance so much.
Yeah.
So they may have even planned that little injury, you know, my knee.
Because I'm telling you, that's what David said when he sees the previews for next week. He said, you're going to tell me his knee's hurt?
Oh, no, I've had knee operations, and no. I mean, I could see twisting a little bit, but even if he twisted a little bit, he still finished the bull. It was hurting at the time, and he didn't.
They walked to the mat.
It was hurting, and he walked to the mat. Apparently, they give him some amazing pain shot to be able to kick at soccer ball. I mean, it don't matter if he did kick it right-footed. He had to put his weight on the left foot, and it takes two legs to kick.
Yeah, so Caroline and Jennifer made it to the mat fourth, and the Cowboys came in last because they had to do both parts of the detour, learn the Spanish dance. And at the Spanish dance, they were talking about what a great time it's been running the race
like
again.
Losers.
They knew that they were being eliminated. They already knew their place. They knew what was about to happen. When they pulled up to the mat, Phil told them that they were last and that they had been eliminated, and they, you know, they took it well.
And the coolest
and of course,
thing ever was seeing Jet, Cord riding off on that pony, or what do you call
it, a horse.
Okay, that horse into the sunset, it was just so cool. I was like,
it was.
Wow, what a fitting ending, but still, Lord have mercy, if I'd have betted, I'd have lost a lot in Vegas.
Of course,
oh,
they
God,
gave us one final, oh my gravy, I've been around the world three times.
Scary.
All right, wait a minute.
Say, oh my gravy, I've been around the world three times.
With a little bit more nose job or something, okay? But, Terry, I thought about you as soon as they said it, because you talked about it all season. Where's the oh my gravies?
Oh my gravy.
And I'm from Kentucky, and I won't say oh my gravy ever.
And then we see next week's previews.
Oh, gosh.
And they're fighting for the final three spots. And the Afghanimals, they say, are going for the goal, and they're playing soccer. Caroline and Jennifer and Dave and Connor, they say, are shooting it out, and they're doing skeet shooting or shooting clay pigeons. And Brendan and Rachel are dressed sort of like pilgrims. And
Rachel's having a fit.
Yes. Phil is saying they are thrown off track, and Rachel is crying and saying, please, God, please don't say that that's not right. And Brendan is tossing something.
Two boots.
Two boots and out of place or not out of place. We'll find out.
They seem to be inspecting a pair of rubber boots.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. You know, sometimes their clues lead us a little astray.
I saw somewhere where next week they're going to be in Liverpool and also in Wales. I know that Liverpool has a soccer team, so I'm thinking that's the Liverpool. I think Wales
would
be
the kick in the ball.
And I think Wales is probably has something to do with what we saw of Brendan and Rachel. I mean, that kind of looks
the boots.
Like
you don't think it's something to do with the clay pigeons? Because I would figure Wales, the prince, like shoots pigeons.
That's true.
Yeah, but those boots look like wellies.
Well, let's talk
boots.
About Wales. Do y'all see there's a reality show coming out with Prince Harry? I want to marry Harry.
No.
I'm telling you. You gonna put Harry?
That's
Harry?
About 20 beautiful women.
Oh, but David, honey, the big thing is that's Prince Harry.
I don't give a crap if it's Prince
or
not.
Yeah, you don't know about these people. Gosh, that's royalty.
I don't
and
give a crap.
And they put him on a reality show. And it's called I Want to Marry Harry. I can't wait to watch it.
Now,
oh,
is he actually
going
to be on the show, or is it just
yes.
Lewin that wants to marry
it's like
Harry?
It's these 20 girls. No, I'm telling you, it's these 20 girls that he kind of
like
the Bachelor.
It looks like the Bachelor with
yeah.
him.
He gets to choose the girls. It, like, blew my mind away. I saw the commercial this week, and I'm like, David, that's Prince Harry. And he said, who?
Whoopee-doo.
Well, I'll have to have a spot of tea and watch it.
Because Prince Harry's on a reality show? Okay.
No wonder him
it's
and
like
his girlfriend
saying President Obama in our nation.
I can't
Did
wait
you say him and his
wait
girlfriend
Survivor.
Just broke up?
Did I see Obama on Survivor?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
About 3 days ago, they announced that him and his girlfriend were breaking up.
Yeah, and now he's got this reality
show. Well, if he's
going to
be checking out 20 new women, I guess his girlfriend would leave him.
And you all know reality shows, unless it's... does anything air live? American Idol, but that's only after they already done the, you know, and The Voice and all that, after they already done the auditions and 3 months of training. But like CBS reality shows, they happen 3 months ahead of time. It's already over and started the next round before we get to start. Yeah, Big Brother. Okay, so this is, you know, I don't know, because I just saw this week where he broke up with that girl.
It was pre-taped. You could already tell it was. It already shows
well, no wonder she
like
broke up. Well, no wonder she broke up with him. Him out there trying out different girls he ought to be broke up with. But
well,
Jerry, I had to tell you that.
I can't wait to see
I want Hannah to marry Prince Harry.
I do, too.
Well, you know.
I don't care if she marries Prince Thomas, whoever that is, as long as he's a prince.
I just saw on Bravo they're coming out with the Ladies of London, which is,
like
it looks to me sort of to be like a Real Housewives of London.
I could only imagine, because I'm just like really into the royal family. I love Di, and I was like, shoot. Kate, I would love to see what her life is really like.
Yep.
And David, I know you're not into them, but, like, you're into baseball and basketball. I'm into the royal family. It's okay.
Just have to have enough TVs in the house.
Yeah, no, I don't watch them. I only check them up on the Internet. He watches... Like I said, baseball and basketball at the same time. There's probably a basketball game on right now. As soon as we get off this, he's going to put it on there.
No, no. I've been checked.
Okay, because final sevens are off.
Well, even though I ain't got a team in, I'm rooting for Washington this year. They're an underdog, and they got John Wall.
I think the Cardinals are playing the Cubs tonight.
Yeah, they was winning.
But, Terry, I'm so disappointed.
In the fourth.
And those Cowboys. If I was a betting woman, I'd have bet on them, and y'all know it. The whole time I said those Cowboys. Because, you know, once they get to a place, they do it.
Yeah, but now I'm telling you, even I thought they would win it, but
after watching
the whole season,
I wish I was a cameraman. I'd have known better than to root for them.
Well, I really don't know if they would have won it or not, even if they made it to the final.
Yeah, they would if they made it.
I really don't. Dave and Connor, to me, have proved that they're some of the best racers to ever race. I mean, he's old, but he still gets out there and does stuff teenagers do.
I'm going to tell you, Daddy, you said he's old.
My dad could outdo anybody on that race.
Yeah.
Mary, I thought you wanted Brunchel to win because you wanted Rachel to have a baby.
I want her to have a baby. I do.
She wants him to win, but she
still, you know, I honestly thought the Cowboys was going to win. Because the whole time I kept saying, once they get to it, they get it done. Well, until they show up with a dance that I know good and well. Took Caroline and Jennifer forever, and they like to dance. Took me and, you know, me and Dave, we never even would have picked a dance.
I'd still be over dancing.
Oh, I feel sorry for anybody who has to dance on the Amazing Race.
I would like to run the Bulls. I'd love to watch him knock Mary across the bridge.
That would have been so fun, David. I wouldn't have cried, though.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
I don't think I would have. I would have loved it. That had protection.
Okay.
Whatever.
Speaking of Rachel, I don't know if you've all watched the Big Brother Canada, the after show.
Yeah, she was on it.
Thursday night, she was in studio for the live audience, and let me tell you, those Big Brother Canadian fans love Rachel, and it was so cool. They did something they've never done before. It was after an eviction. They called the remaining four house guests to the couches, and they brought Rachel up on the screen, and the reaction from those girls in there was priceless, especially Sabrina. Sabrina went wacko.
Why aren't you watching this year's, Mary?
Because, David, I couldn't find it on YouTube, and now it's, like, so late in the year, I can't do it. But, you know, Paul, let me ask you a question. Was it just a headshot, or did it show her belly?
You saw her entire body. She was in a sparkly short dress.
Very tight fitting.
I did not look at it. I'll go back and look again.
Yeah, go back and see if she had a pooch.
All right.
Because maybe give us a clue for finale if she had a pooch.
Just in case anybody's interested, I did post on our Rad Reality Show group page that Brennan and Rachel have their Brunchel fan page, and they do have a section to follow them through the Amazing Race, and I posted it. It's on our group page. They have pictures and all kinds of information about the Amazing Race. You can follow them through the final legs of the race. So if you go to our group page, click on that, you can find their group page or their fan page and follow them throughout the remainder of the Amazing Race and follow them just through their journey in life. And if they do decide to have a baby, you'll be able to follow the pregnancy.
They can name her Mary. But, you know, that's the thing. This season, I like Brunchel. I like the Afghanimals, and I like Dave and Connor. I honestly feel like Caroline and Jennifer has been carried by the Amazing Race producers and the cast all year long. So, as any of those three win, I'm like, woohoo, I'm proud of you. But I want Rachel to have a baby, and she can maybe name it Julie Chen. But if Afghanimals win, I'm going to be so happy. And Dave and Connor, wow, the first father-son team ever.
And after the battle that he's been through.
Yeah, and this weekend was Hannah's prom, you know. But not just that. It was, I mean, it was Hannah's eighth grade prom. Cody's senior prom was 2 weeks ago. But Clarissa, I think her name, Clarissa Gagan, from the Family Edition that didn't get a lot of reviews, good reviews, you know.
Right.
Well, she had her prom this weekend, too, and I thought a lot about her because I watched her as a little girl running the Amazing Race like I did.
How sweet.
And now she's, I don't know if she's graduating or eighth grade, you know. But
we had a couple of our chatters not detecting any baby bump. I just was watching the video while you guys were talking, and if there is one, it's very slight. It doesn't appear to me like there is one.
Yeah,
no,
but
I
it
couldn't.
May also be the fact that there's a lot of people in this, a lot of couples in this nation that want to have a baby and can't. You can't do it your first try. You know?
Yeah.
So they could very well still win.
No.
Yeah, they could. Okay, Dave, who do you think is going to win?
Dave and Connor.
I say I want to win is Brennan and Rachel.
I didn't say want.
What I think we'll win is the Afghanimals.
The Afghanimals.
I've seen him kicking the ball, David.
I've seen him kicking the ball. And, yeah, I mean, if you twist your knee, you might be hurt today. You might be all right tomorrow.
But that's what we talked about. It could be a 36-hour instead of 12-hour.
Yeah, but here's the thing about it is, if I'm not mistaken, from the last few seasons, people we've talked to and at charity events, people I've talked to, I don't think they do 36 hours anymore. It's,
yes, they do.
That was one of the cutting back parts.
They've
when
not.
We done the race, it was 28 to 31 days. Now it's anywhere from 20 to 22 days. That was one of the parts where they kicked back. And then they keep them in other country, you know, keep them in the same country. A lot of times they do two things. It's less traveling. So I think that he may be twisting, and if he's kicking that ball, he might be all right. But if he really hurt it, he could be running to the mat and just twisting it again. I think that that's going to hurt him if he really hurt his knee.
Pick was going to be Leah and Jamal, but the unknown about the knee also for me. And I think if he does have an issue with his knee, then I think Dave and Connor would likely be the winners. But my heart would be for Brendan and Rachel.
Has Dave and Connor ever got lost in two seasons?
Okay, Dave, wait. Cherry, who do you think's going to win? And then who do you want to win?
I don't know if I want to say because I don't want to jinx anybody.
Yes, you do. Go ahead. We can't jinx it. It happened 3 months ago. Because if this was live and you say, yeah, you could jinx it. You can jinx Big Brother. You cannot jinx The Amazing Race. It happened 3 months ago. They're already getting ready to start their next season.
Yep.
Or already on the next season.
They're probably already on it.
Which proves to you me and David ain't been called.
Aww. We wouldn't get called anyway.
Yeah.
Period.
Because I said no. Cherry, tell me. Cherry.
I would like to see Brennan and Rachel or Dave and Connor win it. One of those two.
They just might. Either one of them. Okay, Rich, what do you think?
I think that Dave and Connor are going to win because of the final challenge and because Dave is so intelligent.
Yes.
And I also am pulling for the old guy because I'm going to hit 54 next week, so I'm in it for the old guy.
Well, y'all people make me sick because I like the Afghanimals. I do. I want Brendan and Rachel to have a baby, and they're going to have a baby no matter what, guys. If they win or not, they're a married couple. They want to have.
You didn't ask me who I wanted to win.
Want Dave and Connor to win.
No, I think Dave and Connor will win. I want Jennifer and Caroline to win. That way everybody will realize you don't carry people around. They can
they're carried
in.
And you know it, and shut up.
It don't matter if they're carried. If they get carried around and they made it to the United States, oh, my goodness, if I'm in an airport or in a taxi and I see two little blondes or an old man and a son, I'm going to help two blondes.
Well, Dave, like I told you, they're going to get lost on the plane, so it's okay.
Well, I'm just telling you, I told you who I wanted to win. They carried
we'll
them
see.
Along.
Well, we'll see, because you're totally wrong. I'm telling you. You're like, the Amazing Race might help you, and the crew might help you, and the cast might help you up to the end. But these cast people ain't going to let these girls win, and they ain't going to tell them go left.
Honey, once they hit the United States, they don't. They got American-speaking people.
That don't matter.
Well, you just asked who I wanted to win.
David, did we know San Francisco?
We didn't know nothing.
Well,
out
then
of
they
Kentucky.
Might not know nothing but the state of Tennessee, honey.
I doubt that, but
you don't know that.
It really don't matter. Does that? They might go somewhere where Dave and Connor don't know nothing about it, or Jamal.
Terry,
and
he thinks
don't.
Beauty gets you a long way in this world.
It does.
Whatever.
But here's the thing: that even when we finished our race, James and Tyler and all of them, a lot of them didn't know New York, but James and Tyler knew what an easy pass was. That's the only reason they won. So if they're country singers and they've traveled and done concerts or whatever, then they might know what an easy pass is. You know what I mean? On our season, we didn't even know what it was. But other teams wouldn't have thought about it. And they won only because of the easy pass.
Because season 10, we had no idea what an easy pass was. Until after that race was over, and we had to use an easy pass to get through one of those toll roads or something.
Our taxi had one, got us around.
And I'm like, wow, that's an easy pass, David. They don't have those here.
I'm just saying we're dumb. We didn't know what it was.
We're not dumb, Dave. We're from a different part of the country.
Well, I know, but I'm saying we're dumb in that sense.
No, we're not dumb.
We should have researched toll roads or
no,
something. I don't know. We've done languages and everything else and kilometers and all this stuff, but you never searched a toll road to see if you needed an easy pass.
Cherry, we did not do kilometers because specifically it was 10 kilometers away and we drove 3 hours.
I kind
of. For 10 kilometers.
I kind of know what 10 kilometers is.
It's not 3 hours, David.
No, I kind of remember asking you several times, is that the word? And the camera guy and the sound guy wouldn't get out of your face to help me drive.
It's not 3 hours.
No.
Don't scream, Clark.
TV even showed me.
It's not 3 hours.
That's it.
10 kilometers is about 30 miles.
Keep saying what you want to say.
Okay.
It's on TV.
Okay. We did not research kilometers, guys. We researched.
Okay. Anybody watch the last episode of our All-Star season, and you'll see who's telling the truth.
David.
The camera guy and sound guy would not get out of your face or ear to let you help me drive. And I seen Paraguay or Paraguay.
It's Paraguay, and no,
Paraguay.
You didn't see it. You seen a lot of P names.
Everything was P. I had a word, P-U-A-R-G-U-Y.
But, no, it's wrong. David, you didn't spell it that way, honey, but.
I probably misspelled it.
I did all the research, and I never researched miles and kilometers because, I don't know, I just guess I didn't think about other countries, and they do kilometers, we do miles, okay? That's
well, I'm glad we got that settled. Okay.
Yeah. But we did drive like 3 hours and see two
active volcanoes.
Active volcanoes.
Whoop-de-doo. I'd rather not drove at and
2 hours.
Jumped out of an airplane.
For 30 miles, 33 miles or something. And every town came to a P.
Every town. Every sign you seen started with a P.
But next week, Final Four, guys. Gosh. I hope to have a big guest and not David Jr. He better be working.
Yeah, I hope so. So I ain't going to put up you.
My goodness.
Yeah, he don't like me, but that's fine.
I'd rather be at work. At least I know I'm making money.
Y'all love each other, and you know it.
We do, but it, you know, it just gets redundant all the time, so it's okay.
Oh, I like watching her face.
I love you both.
But, you know, we are reality people. I mean, besides, like, the Real Housewives and all that, we watch Challenge and Real World and Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother.
They should put you and David.
The Amazing, I mean, we just watch everything, Terry.
They should put you and David and, what was her name from last year that David liked so much from The Amazing Race?
Oh, Marie, Tim and Marie.
Tim and Marie.
I would race
and
with Marie.
And a few other couples in the Big Brother house.
He
is what they should do.
Team up Marie.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
sorry for Tim.
Oh, yeah. I like
now,
Marie.
Could
she
you guys,
is
could you imagine
hard
you guys
hard.
Living in the Big Brother house with Tim and Marie
be my
and
line.
A few other couples?
We'd ruin a house. I'd stick her out in front of them.
For 3 months,
you know,
out of the summer?
Terry, just making me jealous because, gosh, Big Brother ain't on yet, and we got another, what, month and a half to
June
go?
June 25th. Yep, June 25th.
It don't matter. All of our shows are going off. My favorite show's going off next week.
What's that,
What's
David?
The Grimm is my favorite show.
Because David loves The Grimm.
It's the best one out of all of them.
And us and the kids are watching The Revolution, which is people coming back to life after
they probably
died.
Watch it. They might watch it.
No.
Oh,
Mary, you
gosh,
should be watching
Terry,
True
awesome.
Tory.
No,
on,
Terry,
on
watch Revolution and then tell me I should be watching True Tory. I'm telling you, Revolution.
No.
No,
True Tory is really good.
Resurrection is like this. This family's child died at 8 years old, and then all of a sudden now he's alive again.
30 years.
I watch Resurrection.
See, Paul, shoot.
Resurrection's
that's why we're together.
Got nothing on the Grimm.
Resurrection's awesome, Dave.
No, it is. I like it. I really do.
It airs on Sunday nights, and I saw the previews of this coming week, and holy crap, they're all.
Yeah.
The whole town, yeah.
Because we make a pact with our kids that we won't watch it until they come home from school tomorrow day, you know? They come
I'm
home
sure
at 3:45, we put it on, Cherry, I'm telling you. They love it, and it's like the very first person who come back is this little boy, and his parents lost him at 8 years old. He drowned trying to save
and
a woman.
30 years later, he come back.
30 years later, he's 8 years old again. And
I'm
you
sure
could just imagine, I would love to have my daddy back or David's mommy back at the age they were at. And I would love to have David's mommy sing Vanna because she's the one person on this earth that said, I know I'm going to have a grandbaby and she's going to be a girl.
Aww.
And I'd love for her to see Vanna because, but this is just a TV show and I realize that, guys, I ain't crazy.
I'm telling y'all, if you get a chance, watch the first episode of
The Grimm.
David
likes The Grimm, whatever. It's nothing but fake, and these people are.
It's awesome.
They're like.
I watch so
like
much reality. I don't have time
for
scripted
TV. If you like Walking Dead, you would love The Grimm.
Walking Dead's dead people, David.
It's zombies.
The Grimm's not zombies.
No, I know that. It's a little different. It's different monsters.
There are monsters
things.
In everyday life.
Yeah, well, it's good.
But,
and we watch Revolution. We watch everything. Defiance, Under the Dome's getting ready to come back on. And if you ain't watched it, you need to go ahead and watch the first season because the second season's coming on.
I read the book.
I don't have time for scripted TV.
You read the book. Huh,
yeah.
You need to be giving me a call. No, I don't want no insight.
I don't know how close it's
Davey.
Following it.
Davey, every day he comes home from school, when is Under the Dome coming on? When's Under the Dome coming on?
when Big Brother's
Rich
on.
Has a Kindle, and he reads a lot of books on the Kindle.
Yeah, because under the dome, it's like this big space bubble comes on the earth, and you can only live in the dome. And now this season coming up, what's outside the dome comes inside the dome.
I don't know. He read the book. I need to call him.
Well, you got our number.
But, wait,
it would be a spoiler.
But Cherry Big Brother, honey, they put out this thing.
Oh, my, my.
What'd they put out today? Something.
If it's something to spoil, I don't want to know, Mary.
David,
shut up.
Shut up. Something's happening, and they're going to put it on tonight, right? And people
I don't
are
know.
Putting, they're not being all-stars. We're sick of seeing other people, and better not be Jesse. Because, you know, Jesse's been on 12 times or something. And somebody else says, I don't know. I mean, I just kept reading, and like a hundred and some hits kept on going. And all newbies, or it's going to be more racist than last year because, I don't know, I like Big Brother. I don't care. I liked last year. I love Big Brother.
Yeah.
Well,
no, we're not like a lot of people. The racist, you know, that might have affected a lot of people. Me and you look at it as different being on a TV show, as comments and stuff like that might come out. It might show you true colors, but there ain't no need in ousting you just because of something you done, but that happened.
Let me tell you something. As much as CBS, you know, went up in arms about it, put up a disclaimer about it and all that, they loved that crap.
Because they got more ratings last year than ever.
Yes.
They
loved that stuff.
But, like,
because
Lecrae,
it brought attention
Lecrae
to the show.
Lecrae is saying today that him and the girl from Minnesota, what was, you know, who
he
was she?
From Minnesota.
He's
Caitlin.
From Minnesota. Caitlin. Me and and this proves me and Caitlin are not racist. Because it was like a national poll overall. And, like, it was people who said the N-word online in Minnesota, or I think it was Minnesota, wherever he's from, got the least rated, the N-word. And he's saying it proves they're not racist. And people's getting on there saying how Caitlin said the N-word, and Caitlin put on there that she was only rapping to a song. Because, guys, I'm Big Brother all the way through. So I watch my Big Brother people, and that's what I read.
There's so much
Thomas,
taken out of context, and,
yeah.
You know,
well,
so much
she
that...
Was, like, rapping a song from...
No, she wasn't. We watched
well,
Dave,
I don't know. She said she was rapping a song in the bathroom mirror.
Yeah,
and that's what she was doing.
Thomas in the chat room said all he's heard about Big Brother rumors is somebody saying it could be something like Heroes versus Villains or something.
Yeah, they're supposed to be putting it tonight. So ask Thomas if they said it. Because they're supposed to be putting
it'll
it up tonight, and I haven't
time.
Seen it.
It could be Heroes versus Villains or Blood versus Water. I've heard both of those.
But people are saying it better be all new cast, and it better not be the cast from last year. And I'm just telling y'all, honestly, I love Big Brother. I love the fact that you put all those people in one house and expect them to get along. Expect them, because...
Okay, Big Brother, be quiet.
David, it's honestly...
What I don't like is...
get along with everybody.
That they pick so many of the cast from...
From California.
Well, not just California, but they pick them from... places like... casting photos and it's not people who have applied for the show. They pick them.
It's not like
it's people
like
who have never
you.
Watched the show before. That's the ones that
okay,
I disagree
Okay, so you'd
with.
Rather them pick fans like McCray? Because, you know,
I
McCray
would,
made the show.
Oh, yeah.
I hey. Would rather see them pick from the people who... You know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people who send in tapes and stand in line at the auditions every year. They go through all these cities and take, you know, applications and audition tapes and all of that. And then half of the cast is picked through talent agencies and people who have never even seen Big Brother before, and they show them a couple of seasons while they're in sequester and say, this is the show you're going on.
Yeah, and then they say they're big fans of the show. But I understand, because I have this friend over, I mean, he's not, I've never met him in real life, but he's a fan and a friend of ours 20 minutes away, and he goes to a college over there, and he just turned 21 on Friday. On Friday, he went to Cincinnati for the Big Brother auditions.
And well, but yeah, but tell him what, like, you made him do
what
last
Dave, wait,
year.
Well, I did not make him do.
Yeah, you did. He done anything you told him to do.
Last year, he dressed this. He, like, had a red leotard on.
He went and bought a red leotard.
Dave, shut up. I'm talking. Red leotard, and he had Julie Chen, like a picture of her face on his privates on the front.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Les Moonves on the back. And then this year, he just turned 21 on Friday and went to Cincinnati. And this boy has watched it since he was 8 years old, you know? And he
Mary,
just
we have a surprise caller for you and David on the switchboard.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're going to surprise me. Go ahead.
Just let the voice speak for...
Yeah, I am. Surprise caller, okay. Identify yourself.
David and Mary, how are you?
Cowboy, shut up.
No, I tell you what, I told my girlfriend, I was like, you know what, I miss hearing everyone's voice, and I tell you, there's just, I know y'all probably already talked so much about the Amazing Race tonight.
We did. We're talking Big Brother because I'm stupid,
I know,
I guess.
I've been hearing, but the thing is, I wanted to say, is I did not watch tonight, and I put it off over an hour, and I finally finished watching it, and I'm, like, amazed. I'm, like, screaming at the TV and everything, just like, I don't know. To me, it was very unpredictable. I honestly thought that Branchell was leaving tonight, and it blew my mind that
Branchell,
finally.
Cowboy, so, I thought Caroline and Jennifer was leaving.
I did too. Well, actually, I did. Some reason, I felt like Rachel and Brandon was going home because of how they said,
U-turn? Everybody thought that the Afghanables would put up Rachel.
Exactly. And I was like, okay, you know what? They're going home. I don't want to watch this. And just threw a loop. But I have to say, on a business standpoint, they did the right thing.
I agree.
They did. Yeah.
Yep. They were actually
thinking about the game.
I'm
so happy to talk to you.
Yeah, me too. I tell you what, a lot has happened since I've talked to you guys. Everything for the great. I'm excited because the family, we are going on vacation in a week, and I'm taking them to Disneyland, and
Terry, did he say girlfriend?
Yes,
and
I've got a girlfriend.
He's actually,
that's so new.
He's actually a live-in now.
No way!
We made the move 4 weeks ago, and she is amazing with my kids. She knows how to sew, cook, clean, and she treats all of us good. And So it's just one of them things, and of course she loves reality TV as much as me. And but what's so funny is I met her at an event 3 years ago, and who would ever have thought 3 years later we would be dating? Because we sure in the heck didn't.
Wow!
I took her out of Sin City.
I did. She lived in Las Vegas.
Hey, Cowboy, I got to pass along from Thomas in the chat room. He says, is her name not Kara?
You know what, Kara would, I tell you what, be amazing. But I tell you what, she probably, I love Kara so much, but she could not do half the stuff that Cheryl does. So, I mean, it's one of them things. Yeah, her name is Cheryl.
Tell Cheryl we said hello.
Yeah, she's listening on the computer now.
Well, Cheryl, come to
Hi,
touch
Cheryl.
Honey.
Hi, Cheryl.
Tell her she gets lucky in Kentucky. As
you know
long
what,
as
I tell you
don't vote for the Cowboys.
Well, I tell you what, we're going, small steps. I say small steps. We actually made a big step.
Well, you're leaving together, Cowboy. That's not small.
Well, here, let me tell you something, Cowboy. I told Mary the other day. Right now, if you're doing an event, we need to know about it because they got airplane flights for $69 from Southwest.
Really?
Yeah. So
we'd have to go to Louisville, but they
got
60.
That's what he did say last week.
I said, if
Cowboy's
going
to
do an
event, let me know.
Let me know. I said, we can get $69 flights.
So you're saying you want to come to one of my events?
Well, yeah,
we did this event last year. We definitely want to do New Hampshire, even if we got to drive.
Well, absolutely. New Hampshire is probably one of the main – there's another one that – we've got to make a decision, but I will talk to y'all off air on that one.
Call us on our phone, but, our biker chick. Who's our biker chick, Cowboy?
Your biker chick.
Who do I call the biker chick?
You don't remember her name.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
From New Hampshire.
From New Hampshire.
Okay.
Panther.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
Panther.
We don't know her name.
Because Panther Kitty's all I know, and she's my biker chick, and I want to meet up with her.
We don't know her real name.
You'll love her.
I already love her. We've been with her, and I hated missing out this year because she's like the biggest biker chick I ever met, and even though she don't drive a bike, she's like a Harley Davidson girl. She just don't know it.
Yeah. She is awesome.
I have to pass along, Cowboy, that on last week's show, Mary and David had last season's winners, Amy and Jason, on, and they were really getting them to try to commit to Toys for Tots this year. So
that is good news.
Well, I tell you what, we're really excited because Panther and I are changing the direction a little bit, and I think it's for the best. We made some changes last year, and it was for the best, and we're going for a bigger change this year, and I feel like it's growing and growing that we have to make decisions like this. And
Wait, Dave, walking in a parade in the snow.
Yes, we knocked that out last season. We didn't do it last year. As much as I love parades and snow and stuff, I figured what we did was we actually last year we adopted candle pin. It's an American version of bowling, and supposedly in New England, that's actually the original bowling is candle pin, and it was a lot of fun. It looks easy. But it was really hard. You got a little ball rolling it down a little lane, hitting candlesticks. It is the oddest thing that I've ever came across. But we had so much fun, and I believe that we're going back there again this year.
Bowling like we know it.
It's not. It is. Okay. It's very competitive because it's hard, isn't it, Cherry?
We didn't make it to the bowling event.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Well, anyways, I'll have to show you pictures. Cherry will have to go to the next one because it will be bigger and better. It started to be like, how Thursdays we get everyone to fly in and we just had kind of a relaxed night and stuff. And we came across candlepin bowling. And I laughed at it at first, but, oh, my goodness, it was a lot of fun. It really, just a small little place, and, of course, they said original bowling. Yeah, you have to Google it.
Yeah, I'll Google it.
It is, it's crazy.
She's talking a lot. She wants to see us there, and she knows I want to see my biker chick.
Well, I tell you what, we want to see you guys, too. And I'm really looking forward to this season of Toys for Tots, and I believe that it's going to be better than last year, and last year was so amazing it put me in tears like it does every year. But, I tell you what, looking forward, Big Brother's literally around the corner. I know that you were talking about it, and I tell you, I just hope
Cowboy, have you gotten called?
No, I haven't got no calls.
Cowboy, have you gotten called?
You had talked to him offline.
No, tell me the guys on the show.
Brother, sister, you can't talk about that.
But this is the thing, and Cherry knows what's going on. I think at this given moment in my life about what's probably, I hope, I feel like God has led me in the past. I don't think I would do Big Brother if I'm asked, and that's the honest God truth. I feel like there's bigger fish to fry up this year.
Well, yes, you would. Do you always want
I'll call you.
Yeah, you say,
and,
hey, Steve.
And you'll understand. And you'll understand. No. But I think it's at the...
Put a ring on the finger.
Hell no. Hell no. That's not going to happen anytime soon. Okay, so anyways, let's get off of me a little bit. I tell you what, Paul, I have to change the subject real quick. Have you seen Draft Day, Paul?
I keep seeing that on my TV listings, and I've never seen it before, but no, I haven't watched it. What is it about?
Okay, so I went and watched it with my daughter today, and I was thinking, okay, she's probably not going to like it because it's a sports movie, whatever, but it was amazing. It's got Kevin Costner fighting for the best draft picks for the Cleveland Browns, and it was just a remarkable film how they entertained how draft day actually works, but made it entertaining. It was really amazing because
you're saying draft day. I thought you were saying draft picks, and I was thinking
we don't have no draft picks in it.
Yeah, it looks like an awesome movie on the trailer. I ain't seen it, but
I don't even know what you're talking about. I just thought you said draft picks.
Yeah, it's always the Cleveland Browns.
I was thinking, who wants to pick a draft?
This is not The Hangover where he buys a freaking giraffe and goes down the road and the head falls off.
Okay, draft picks, Scott's Cowboy, draft picks.
Now, she might let me watch it now.
I know,
no,
right?
It has something to do with sports. I'm sick of it.
I tell you what, it's been a great playoff season. I have to say that. I mean, this is the most intense playoffs that I've seen in a long time.
Okay, Cowboy. Nice talk to you. Bye.
Hey, Mary.
Cowboy,
okay,
I'm sick of sports. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, so anyway, let's talk about the Amazing Race. So do you think that Brendan and Rachel will go out next show?
I hope not. I hope it's Caroline and Jennifer.
The way it's got it edited has shown us that.
They're the ones having a heart attack.
It's shown us Rachel having a heart attack.
Like
and
Norway.
Then it also shows Dave and Connor having a shootout with Jennifer and Caroline. So, to me, it's either Rachel and Brendan or Caroline and Jennifer.
Hopefully Caroline and Jennifer. Okay, we moved on. Let's talk about your girlfriend.
We can do that off the line. I'll call you literally right after we go.
Let's do that, okay?
You're like smiling like ear to ear, and I can see
up
to the phone.
I can't believe you got a lady living with you.
I'll tell you what. Well, I tell you what, first time in 5.5 years, and I can say that I did not make the decision easily. It was, you know, the best interest of this family, and you know, guys, how much I love my kids, and it was just one of them things where I felt like that's where God was heading, especially in the direction that I feel like this next year is going to take me, and you know, I don't want to go into details on the radio. Terry knows some of it. I feel like this is going to be a big year for my family. Lots going on. My daughter's about to be a sophomore in high school. I'm just shaking my head how many these few years have gone by really quick. And I'm very blessed. And I tell you, the kids have changed their attitudes 100 times. And we're going on family vacation. Like I said, we're going to fly to Las Vegas and drive with Dan 5 hours to Anaheim. And we all know how much Big John, that we call him, loves Disney. And so he's actually going to be there with me when my kids walk in the front gates of Disney. And we all know that he likes seeing people being happy and stuff. So it's just one of them things where he's excited. We've been planning this for months. And it's just, we're looking forward to a whole new ball game. I got to go to Disneyland in October with Dan and did not get to really see the park because of me having surgery and stuff. But I'm really looking forward to the vacation, and it's well-deserved. And my kids are really counting down the days, especially since school's literally almost out. Their last day of school is May 16th.
Day is like June 6th because we was off like all of January, but
yeah.
And it's going to be, so he's going to be in college because he's graduating.
Our kids are growing up so quick.
They are.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what. But anyways, with Big Brother, Mary, the gentleman that she was talking about, she actually sent me a picture of him and was praising him last year. And good-looking young kid. Makes me mad at God because
I
could not be that beautiful.
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah. Adam Corey Pinks.
He's
handsome as he could be, honey.
Absolutely.
And went back to Cincinnati this year, and I told him I'll be his biggest fan if he gets on.
Well, we don't know about that.
I do know about that.
Well, we might be at first, but he might disappoint us, and we might have to hate him.
No, Dave, he's going to be my favorite.
Well, he can be your favorite. If I don't like him, I'll tell him about it.
Well, I tell you what, I really hope that casting and the producers get it right this season, and I mean that in the nicest way. I don't think that they did it right last season, and I will say that. I feel like that there was too many. I understand when you do casting, it's very hard because you don't know their personalities. But this was the first year that I've seen that there was so many flaws.
Because, you know, they always make it so politically correct. And
right.
America's not like that. You know, America's people have different values and different genres and,
well,
you know, we all grew up in a different neighborhood.
Right, but it did cause us to have a lot of dialogue and a lot of time.
It brings awareness upon us, you know?
I agree.
Right.
See,
especially,
and that's, my frustration through last season was, as much as I abhorred some of the things that were being said, I look at Big Brother as a strategic game, and I don't get too caught up in a lot of the...
Right, and you don't get too caught up in what they say, because...
I don't either. It's a game.
They're playing a game, and...
If you got to say something to get somebody upset and get them off their game...
No, it's more like Evil Dick's game. Make people hate you so they'll take you to the end, and then you win, you know?
Well, I mean, to me... It's a game, and especially that early in the game, you can't judge somebody because, I mean, yeah, they might have said something they shouldn't have said, and I'm sure they regret it. But it's still, they're in a house to win a game, and at the time, they're doing the best thing they think they got to do to advance in that game. So
but still, they're real people, and I don't know. We're in America. I just think we all have our own thoughts.
Well,
I don't agree with what every. I don't agree with hardly anything anybody says. Cause
well, after me and you being on TV, we understand the part that there's really fans that's watching you that's, you know, either going to love you or hate you or take it to heart, that you don't realize that. If you've never been on TV, you really don't realize that until you're there and it's airing.
Until it's
right,
over.
Cowboy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is sometimes we say things out of context. Yes, and, you know, I tell you what, there was, you know, it's kind of weird how a lot of the racist stuff has even came, you know, about this last week, real quick, you know, about the Clippers and everything, the owner and everything. And it's just, I love how media grabs that and just rips it, you know, a whole new ballgame.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so weird because now, of all things, guess who's wanting to buy the Clippers?
Oprah
Winfrey.
But
and
you don't get it. They don't
you don't think
so? Is. No.
Magic Johnson.
Well, no, yeah, but I watched
but
the
still,
thing.
I
on
don't
it.
Care. David,
I watched the
guy
thing on it today that Oprah, the people behind scenes who's going to run the Clippers, this and that, it's a no go. It ain't going to be.
Well,
a Cowboy
well,
and David.
But anyway, what I'm saying is,
Cowboy
it's
with
media.
That, it's. You know, this guy has black men making him money. He
right.
has no right to have something against black men when they're the one making him rich.
Absolutely.
I agree. 100%.
But, you know, Caitlyn from last season, was black men making her rich?
No,
so,
not at all. No,
so, you
absolutely.
Know, he's going to make
but,
a bigger
hey, but,
deal.
But she did go to a prom with a black guy.
Yeah.
I just have to throw that
I mean,
out there.
I think she just, she put that she was saying lyrics on a song, which we do know that a lot of rappers say that N-word.
Mary,
right.
We need to hurry this up. They're way over time.
Cowboy, I love you.
Thanks.
I love you too, baby. And I tell you what, I really hope that it's a good season of Big Brother. And I think they should put Mary in the Big Brother house. And, you know,
Mary's
oh,
not out, so Mary won't be in, but I'd love for Adam Corey Pinks to be in.
I tried to get her to go try out, and I'm about sick and tired of her not doing this junk. I'm getting ready to learn how to do a computer myself. I'll sign her, but,
you know, Cheryl got to watch last night. She did not know this, that Yes Dear did a Big Brother special and had Big
I
Brother people
that
on there. Absolutely.
I love
and
that
Cheryl
show.
Goes, out of all these years I've been saying, I did not know that they did this. And so we literally watched it, and she was like, oh, my goodness, this is so cool. And it was just, you know, and I told her, I was like, they play it like 2 to 3 times a year, especially when Big Brother's going on.
Yeah, that's such a cool show. I used to watch that show every night, I mean, religiously. One of the few scripted shows that I watched, and I watched it. It used to come on 2 episodes every night, and I watched it every single night. And I loved that episode with Big Brother. It was so amazing. And they actually went in the Big Brother house that showed them going down the little canal behind the Big Brother house. It was so funny.
And just so everyone knows, that actually is the right scene. I mean, they literally, I remember
seeing
it for the first time.
I've seen the aerial over the Studio City, and you can certainly see that canal. But it was several people from both, seasons 2 and 3, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually season 4, too, because Nathan from Oklahoma, it went all the way to season 4. Because
okay,
there
2,
was
3 and 4.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
a great episode, and they actually did a lot of things really right with that episode. You know, that a lot of shows wouldn't have done. So they had, I mean, it originally was on CBS. So
and Julie Chen was so skinny in that movie.
I know,
or on that show, like skinny. I mean, it was way before she had her baby, but she was so skinny. I was like, she was that skinny once upon a time ago. I mean, she was skinny,
Cowboy
guys.
Is so mean.
No, no, I'm being.
Well, she's tiny anyway.
She had her baby.
Hey, that gains
well,
a little bit of weight.
Tiny.
That's scientific.
But, guys, Cowboy, we love you. Thank you for calling in.
All right, I'll call y'all here in a little bit. I love y'all so much.
But, Cherry, Paul, we need to go, okay? Cause,
I know.
You know, like I told you at the beginning, I got a four-year-old who thinks she's 14. And she does have a head start tomorrow. I have to put her to bed, and it's already 11:30.
Yeah,
and
I know.
All right,
hate
sweetie.
Tomorrow.
Well,
well,
thank
anyway,
you both
David,
so much for being here
David,
with us tonight.
And I hope, David, I hope you're not here next week.
I do too.
I hope you
he
are,
does,
David.
For real. Well, he hopes he's not, and I do too, because we need the money. But I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
All
take
right,
care.
Sweetie. Take care,
Cowboy,
honey.
Have fun on your journey.
And
I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you here a bit.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye, hon. Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
What?
I always love hearing your voice. Oh, Cowboy dropped off, too.
He heard it, though, because they have it on their computer. And Cheryl, it was great to see you in the chat, sweetie.
Yeah, I hope they have a wonderful trip going to Disney, and I'm sure they will. They're going to be with Dan Meister, and when Cowboy and Dan get together, you can have a good time anywhere. So
oh
I'm sure they're going
to
have
yes.
a great time, and
hey,
I'm
I
sure the
to,
kids being at Disney are just going to just make their lives complete.
Just
yeah.
magical for kids.
They're
going to
actually stay at the Disney Hotel, and that
oh,
in itself
cool.
is so special for kids. So, yeah, Cowboy's doing it right. He's taking the family and staying at the hotel there, and they're going to have the time of their lives. Those kids are just so excited. He made a little booklet for them for Christmas, and they've been waiting for this for months now, and they are so excited, I'm sure, to finally get to go and see Disney. I mean, for a kid, that's just the biggest dream come true. So,
I agree.
I can't wait to see pictures.
I wanted to bring up something, another show before we run out of time here, Cherry. I've been saying this all along, and I finally went back on The Voice because I told you I've been recording them all, and I thought, okay, where should I start? Oh, let me start on the first battle round. And on that first battle round episode, my Minneapolis girl, Kat Perkins, was in a battle with Patrick Thompson, who they say is from Festus. And I thought, how come I didn't know that somebody from Festus was up against Minneapolis? I mean, it was almost like St. Louis versus, you know, Minneapolis. And I knew because I know she's still in it that Kat was going to survive, but it was such a thrill to see Shakira steal him. But you often talk about, oh, this person is from, on a reality show, this person from Missouri, this person from St. Louis, but to actually be from Little Festus, when I know that was one area you guys were actually looking at. That must have been pretty cool to have somebody, you know, locally like that.
Yeah, it's like
and
the
actually,
next town down.
Tess, the girl that was just eliminated last week, is from Illinois, Glen Carbon, which is about the same distance from downtown St. Louis, just across the river in Illinois.
I'm
yeah,
sorry
so
to hear
from
that
this area
she
too.
Was eliminated. The other thing I wanted to ask you, because I brought it up last week, are you caught up with Long Island Medium? Did you watch the episode I said you should watch?
No, I didn't, and I've got to go back. I have not been – I've got so many shows
okay.
recording on my DVR. I have not been recording that, so I've got to try to go back and catch that before it
okay.
goes
it,
away.
It's especially – will be especially a good show for you to see. I think
what's
it
the
was,
title of it? Do you know?
I don't want to tell you what the title is.
Okay.
I will tell you it was episodes. Last week was back-to-back and episode 13 and 14, and this one, does your listing show the episode number?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, episode 13. Well,
I'll just try to catch both of them.
All right. You'll if you look, you'll see the description, so I suppose I can. It's about Petey.
Okay. I will try to look for that, and as soon as we get off here, I'll see if it's on demand or if it's airing in an upcoming episode. I'll set it to record if it's not on demand, and try to catch that as soon as I can.
And I want you to proud of me. I want you to be proud of me. I have watched the first two episodes of True Tory.
Have you really? I am proud of you.
I wanted to tell you that on the air because I knew you'd be happy. So
what do you think so far?
I do like it. I might be looking at it a little differently than maybe you and Kim were. I'm hoping for Dean to complete his recovery, if you will, because I'm not making excuses. I relate to his addiction because I went through that myself, and it's hard for me to put it to words right now, but I got a feeling like both you and Kim were big-time Dean haters or something is kind of the impression I got.
Not big-time Dean haters, no. But I think that
it's too early to really. It's hard for me to, you know. I want to see more episodes. I want to see. I like seeing healing. I like seeing people learn and improve and, you know, move on from their mistakes and learn from them, whether they're together or not in the end. I'm hoping that he can learn not to be a prick. Especially seeing those kids. That is the hardest part about the whole thing. I have to agree with that part, but. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I mean how, you know, one weekend trip can affect so many people's lives, especially the lives of those four little kids, you know?
Yeah.
And
well,
her. I mean, Tori
didn't talk. I don't know if you talked about it because I didn't know about the show and I hadn't watched it yet, but when he talked about when he had a breakdown and previously in that office and was thinking about kicking out the window.
Yeah, I actually talked about that. I talked about him, you know, looking at the crack in the window and
okay.
thinking about, yeah, and I actually had my notes and was reading about that. And
yeah, and I mean, I immediately thought, you know, I think he's doing a good thing of bringing this up, but, you know, Tori just had to stop production and was worried about people hearing
Tori
about
was so,
it. And I thought,
so concerned
yeah.
about what it was going to do to his personal life, his career. That was the one thing that she didn't want brought up in this whole
I
thing
think
because
it's a hot, but I,
she was concerned
is,
about what
I,
it could do to his
yes.
career. Well, you know, that was a concern for her. You know, she's
I
that, she has
I
that
also,
mama intuition. She wants to take care
feel,
of everyone.
I also,
but
I
agree
I
with you. I think it is good for him to bring it out.
Right.
It did happen. And if you're going to bring some of the facts out, bring them all out, lay it all out on the table. They did have a psychiatrist that was independent. Check
yep.
him out. Make sure that he was, you know, mentally fit to go on filming. And they said that he was. And whatever the consequences may be for him career-wise or whatever, he put his foot in this, you know?
Yep.
Or
but
whatever.
The other part is it can perhaps help some viewer, you know?
Yeah. And he said that. He's hoping that it will help someone else, you know, see
right.
that you don't have to go that far.
Right.
So I commend
anyway,
him for being willing to put it out there.
I thought I'd let you know. And I knew you'd be happy.
Now, when we use the word raw in
yes.
talking about it, isn't there a lot of raw emotions going on in that?
Yes, there is, and I'm anticipating there will probably be even more coming up. The other impression I had watching it was how these people are able to live with these wacko paparazzis. Holy crap.
Oh, I know.
Hey,
I feel so bad for
raw,
the kids.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Speaking of the word raw, did you happen to see Deadliest Catch the other day when the guy was squeezing his finger that had been smashed and got infected?
The last episode, by the way.
Guys are so gross.
The
guy's
the
eating
gross,
spaghetti while he's squeezing the pus out of his finger.
If that was being aired, I have to admit that I'm squeamish, and I normally turn away from the screen when that stuff's going on. But the episode that I saw, the last one I saw, was when they were in that terrible weather, and one of the ships had left pretty late. And it was at Wild Bill or whatever his boat is.
Yeah.
And that Kelly guy, the Tinkerbell, was, you know, having issues. So I don't know.
He's the one who smashed his finger and was squeezing the gunk out of it.
The only thing I saw was some guy having his finger catching his finger in a claw. So maybe I'm behind.
He was the same guy.
Are.
Was the same guy. Yeah.
Okay.
The
he
next episode, you'll see.
Okay. No, I won't see because I'll turn my head. I'm sorry. I'm
oh, it was
squeamish.
Great, Paul. The one guy was sitting there eating a bowl of spaghetti, watching him squeeze the junk
out
of his
finger.
Oh,
no. No, I can't. And I did do an extensive search, and I could not find that behind the scenes or behind the lens episode. It's nowhere to be found unless I try to download it from kind of questionable websites. So, unfortunately,
so if you wait till next season, right before the new season starts, they usually replay the entire season from the season before.
Or they may play it again coming up here, you know, in the middle of the season or something, too.
Jerry knows.
If we see it, I'll let you know.
Seeing those behind-the-scenes specials, that fascinates me, too. So I did look but came up empty on that.
Well, if I notice it, you know, ever coming up on my timeline, I'll certainly let you know, because that's just one of the best episodes we've seen, and it tells you so much about the season. I'd love for you to see that. So I'll let you know if I see it.
I appreciate it. Preach!
Preach!
By the way, just to give you a heads up, Cherry, for tomorrow's show, what I perceive happened, the final Thursday night's Big Brother episode stopped before the HOH was crowned, and it would be revealed on tonight's episode. But what I could determine from watching some of the feeds and listening to them, it sounds to me like Sabrina won the HOH.
And, again?
I mean, she had not won the HOH at all, and she was left at the bottom. She was like on the outs. They just kept stringing her along because they figured, we'll get, you know, the alliance that had formed, she was totally out of it. And for her to still be in it and actually now being into the final three is really an underdog story. So, at any rate, I'm sure we'll be talking about that tomorrow night, and that's kind of a segue for you. Hint, hint.
Yep. Michelle Costa will not be with us tomorrow, but I believe that Suzette Amaya will be here for Suzette's Slice of Canada. And we never know who Suzette's going to be bringing on. She always brings amazing guests. And sometimes we don't find out till the very last minute
That's true.
Who Suzette's going to bring on. So you just have to be here on Manic Mondays and find out who Suzette's going to have ringing our phone on Manic Mondays. But Manic Monday starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Be here for Manic Mondays, and then back here again on Thursday. This Thursday is going to be a doubleheader on Thursdays, and we're going to have Marianne McQueen back with us to talk some reality TV, and then we'll be back to talk on the same night about Survivor and True Tory in the second segment. So,
is Kim going to join you again?
Yes, she is.
Oh,
so
cool.
We will have a doubleheader on Thursday, and that starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then back here again next Sunday for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop with Mary Conley and sometimes hubby David. It looks to me, I just got a private message that Sabrina's got the HOH and John got the POV.
Yep.
And
which means that Heather and Netta would
Heather,
be on the block.
Heather's probably gone. So.
That's too bad.
And St. Louis beat the Cubs 5-3.
You hear that, Ron?
I love our fans. Thanks
Me
to
too.
My sweetie Phil out there.
Did you see my PM?
Yes. So
that's kind of
I do want to thank all of the podcast listeners out there. I mentioned it at the very start of the show. We do know that people are having a little bit of trouble getting into the chat room, so many of our listeners are just listening on podcasts instead of fighting to get into our chat room. We're going to be looking at some different things, either trying to get this chat room fixed or possibly starting up a whole new chat room so that things aren't so difficult, so we can get everybody back together again. We just want to have everybody back together. So we'll let you know what's up with that. We want to thank everybody, and thank you to all of our podcast listeners and the people in the chat room tonight. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as always. Have a great week, everyone. Here's Ron to close the show.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Your worry sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. Good night.
It was a great one. Thanks so much, guys. God bless. Good night, everyone. Say good night, guys.
Good night.
That's a wrap.